The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm just saying my year of hot is back on, big time. Hey, it's Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. That's because I've discovered Armoire. It's amazing. It's designer women's clothing rental service, okay? So I'm wearing a new outfit every week. I've never been more in love with my closet. You've got to try it out. Armoire is giving up to 50% off your first month, plus two free bonus items to try out first. This is how you get the deal. Go to armoire.style/Brooke. That's armoire.style/Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E. To get that 50% off your first month of clothing rental from Armoire. Oh my God, you're gonna thank me. Try Armoire today.
Second date update.
I feel like super important when you're first starting to date someone, you need to be able to keep the momentum going.
Yeah.
Like after a good first date, you need to see him again sooner rather than later.
Pacing is key.
But not too soon. Not too long.
You can't wait too long.
Yeah. Because if you wait, the spark could fizzle out or somebody else could swoop in.
Yeah,
or in my case, your mom calls and asks, why aren't you going out with that person again? I've already FaceTimed them twice and sent multiple pictures of you as a baby.
Oh, now they're not going to call back even if you want them to.
That legitimately checks out for Jeff.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So,
your mom messaged me at 2 a.m. the other day. Yeah. I'm not kidding. An old video of you.
Did you get that too?
Yeah. Oh, you
got it too. Yeah.
Aww, I didn't.
And you're not even a romantic interest for me. Just imagine what it's like.
We're not talking about us on
air. Not yet. Anyway. Isabella emailed the show. Isabella, I'm hoping your mom isn't involved in your dating life like mine usually is.
Yeah, not so much.
Okay. Oh, wow. You're lucky, Isabella.
You have a chance then, huh?
Well, we want to hear all about your romantic ball and how we can keep it moving. So tell us about it.
That was
heck was that, bro?
That was pretty much the smoothest transition I've ever done.
Okay.
It's a romantic ball.
Yeah, where are you at in the...
The ball of romance.
With the ball.
Going on.
Well, I just went on a date with this guy named Jason that I met on an app.
Okay.
And it was a pretty good date, like first date all around. He had this interesting idea to go to this place that I've never heard of before. It's like a hole in the wall place, but it's where you just drink and play a bunch of board games.
Oh, that's so fun.
Dude, yeah, I just think
board
think
games,
different
huh?
is yeah. good. It doesn't, like I said, board games sounds boring, but anything different, like a different theme of a bar, a different, you know, like the Axel
bars. Yeah, my husband and I once tried to do a board game bar place, and we walked in, and it was way more serious than we were expecting.
Oh, no.
We were expecting, like, I don't know,
and
sorry,
if you were saying it's serious,
checkers or something. It was like one of those where it's like, this is an 18-round game where you make up things, and there's, I don't know.
It's like Risk or,
yeah,
like,
totally.
Or Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, Brooke, you know this isn't your dating life segment. Yeah. This is about Isabella.
I'm relating, Jeff. That's how you relate.
You were saying, you're saying your experience wasn't very fun. Isabella, how was yours?
Well, this place was a little different. Like, when you go in, they make you fill out a survey about your personality.
Oh, board games and surveys?
Yeah.
Talk about hot.
She liked it, though.
Okay. So it did seem kind of weird.
Yeah, it's different.
Why would they need your, like, why would they need to know your personality?
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to pick a board game for you based on your personality.
Oh, so like me, I would get like, what's it called? The rat trap game?
They would kick you out.
Yeah. Mouse trap. Like, no. And then, you know, someone else would get like, sorry.
It's like the algorithm in real life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you filled out that. What board game did the survey come back and tell you to play?
Well, they were picking out really weird ones that I'd never heard of. Something about tadpoles and...
Tadpoles?
Yeah, just weird. Weird game. So we just went with, you know, a classic Taboo.
Taboo.
Man, I would have gone hungry hippos, but that's just me.
Is Taboo fun to play with only two people?
We had to make up our own rules a little bit, but it was kind of a good way to kind of learn about each other a little bit.
Okay.
Can you explain really short what Taboo is? Because I don't think I know.
So, like, I would pick a card and then try to get him to guess the word on the card by not saying certain words.
It's like you need to guess Christmas, but you can't say Santa Claus, candy cane.
Like, it's like charades, but you're using talking.
So yeah, it was pretty fun. And then we made a little bet.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay.
What was the bet?
We were like, whoever loses the next round has to go around and bust everyone's, like, tables, like, their drinks and their food.
Oh, that's fun.
I love this because it also helps the bar. Like, that's really fun. I love it.
And it's embarrassing.
You're like, sorry, can I take your plates, everyone? That's really fun.
That's a good bet.
Who won?
I won.
Uh-oh. Nice.
Okay,
and now we get to the reason why he's not calling you back.
Yeah.
It's like I worked a 10-hour shift.
How did he handle losing? Was he a good sport about it?
Well, he actually seemed to kind of enjoy it. Like, he was a really good sport about it.
Okay.
He was kind of laughing and going around. And so the waitress was super happy, and she just came to sit with me.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was fun. But then when he came back, he made a new bet. And said the next person that loses has to kiss the other person on the cheek.
Okay.
And then the mouth, and then another like this.
Well, I mean, at least that one's kind of romantic and not just embarrassing.
Yeah, and it's cute.
And it's cute that he did on the cheek. You know, there's not a lot of pressure for that.
He's not being a weirdo.
So who won that bet?
I won again.
Okay, nice. So he had to kiss you on the cheek.
Yes.
Good.
Whenever he went to kiss me, I kind of turned, and then so we kissed on the lips and stuff.
Yes! That's the best move ever!
Isabella, you broke the rules.
And then they kicked her out.
Yeah. Was it cute?
Hey, lady, you're out of here.
Yeah. Okay. Was it cute? Did he like that?
Yeah, it was cute.
Okay.
That all sounds good. Yeah, it sounds super fun. You connected. You guys laughed together. You shared a kiss.
Doesn't sound like a date you've ever been on before. Yeah. Like, it's unique.
Afterwards, he texted me and said he wanted to see me again. And so I was like, yeah, me too.
Okay, so that same night he texted you that he wanted to see you again.
Yeah.
Also, that's good.
All right.
That's a good sign. But then he had to head out of town for a week. And then when he got back from out of town, we made a plan to meet up at this bar. And we'd only been there for about 30 minutes. And he was kind of acting weird. And then he said he had to leave again. And then all of a sudden, he has to go out of town for a couple of more weeks. And he doesn't know when he's coming back. And it's all kind of weird.
Like, he doesn't know when he's coming back?
Yeah, he's just iffy.
I do know of people that have jobs that will send them out and say, hey, look, we don't know when you're coming back.
Why wouldn't he just say that if it was?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think? What's your theory?
I mean, part of me thinks he's meeting up with like another girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So how long has it been since you last saw him, since that last date?
It's been like 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
Whoa.
So you're pretty long.
You guys, I feel like you've had 1.5 dates. Because that second one sounded like it was so short that it doesn't even fully count.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the window you're talking about, I think like that window's like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Now you're out of the like, is the
that romance
vibe.
Ball is slowing down to almost stop. We're going
to
kick the ball and we're going to try and get this romance going again,
can we
full
kick
speed.
It away from us?
Well, we're going to kick it in the direction of love.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully she catches
the
it.
Metaphor works.
It doesn't.
If you don't think too hard about
it.
We're going to keep the ball of romance going with your second date update next.
Second date update.
Knight to bishop 3.
Oh.
Left foot red.
Huh? What?
Professor Plum in the library.
Okay.
With a lead pipe.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. Board games not traditionally considered a sexy first date.
Yeah, but that lead pipe got me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And for Isabella, she was able to make it work when she went out with a guy named Jason, and they played... What did they play?
Taboo.
Taboo.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, sexy in itself, just in the name.
Yeah.
But after the date, things have been cooling off a little bit. Jason has been in and out of town, hard to reach to figure out how to get that, because they've gone on 1.5 dates so far. Hard to figure out how to get that second full date in, and she's hoping we can help her today. Isabella, how you feeling?
I'm kind of nervous, but excited.
Okay. I mean, it does sound like his interest is waning if he's like, oh, I'm just out of town, TBD, you know, like no information. So maybe this can get it back on track.
I just kind of want to know what is happening. And like, I'm fine if he needs to go, but I would like to know why or just what's going on.
Right. Okay. And I feel like you've invested enough time and energy that you deserve that answer.
Sure.
Well, this is the good time to ask all those questions. We're going to call his number right now and see what he has to say. Okay.
Okay.
And if not, there's always Professor Plum for you. So let's just dial the number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Yo, is this Jason?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey.
What?
That's Brooke.
Yeah, that's Brooke.
I just wanted him to know that it wasn't just Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay.
It's like
probably good to tell people.
There's like a bunch of people on the phone.
Yeah,
we're on the show.
You know radio stations? There's hundreds of them all over the world.
Yeah, I know radio stations.
Okay, it kind of sounds like you're talking down to him right now.
Well, Jason, we're a really, really tiny one.
Okay.
Not super respected in the industry, but we have four people on it. Alexis, Jose, Brooke, and I.
Yes.
And our show kind of specializes in doing dating stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm actually reading a lot about dating, and I'm trying to get better at it. So it's actually kind of cool you're calling me.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cool.
You're doing like little self-help books for reading?
That's awesome.
Well, so like I've been watching a lot of like relationship experts on YouTube, and I'm trying to do this new strategy.
What is it? Oh. What's your new strategy?
There's this one guy, and he keeps talking about the difference between attraction and desire.
Okay.
And he's like, you can be attracted to someone when you're with them, but the only way to build desire is to spend time away from them.
Oh, like absence makes the heart grow fonder type of
exactly.
Approach.
I'm just warning you, I've heard this, and I've spent like 5 years away from my ex. She still hasn't. So don't let him wander too far, buddy.
So that's something you're trying to practice in your life?
Yeah, so there's this girl I've been hanging out with, and I've been telling her I've been having to go out of town on business, but I'm actually just here at home.
What?
Wait, what?
Whoa. Just so I can let the desire build, you know?
Dude, no, I don't know.
That's not...
Hold on, that's kind of impressive. Do you even have a job that you travel? Because it sounds like you're an important person, too.
Well, I mean, I work from home, but...
But that's
he's making it up. But it sounds cool.
But Jason, you're telling her that you're going out of town because that makes you seem like, ooh...
Unavailable.
I'm unavailable and you should desire me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like making her want what she can't have. And
okay.
Like,
that's interesting. How do you feel like that strategy's working for you?
I mean, she keeps trying to hang out with me, so it seems like it's working.
Hey, oh, that's good.
That's interesting.
Jason, you can't just lie about where you're going to be. That's not what the advice is, man.
Well, I mean, but I have to come up with some reason for why I can't.
Yeah.
Hanging out all the time.
You can't just say, hey, I'm going to be at home, but I don't want to hang out with you.
You could go like a day. You don't have to go like weeks.
Exactly. Like you have to keep like momentum in dating. And it seems like you are giving big, long stretches of time in between where it feels like to these women that you're probably feels like you're ghosting them.
So did you call to just like harass me about my strategy here? Or, like, what's going on?
Yeah. We're trying to get it to work a little bit better for you, Jason. Yeah.
We want to help you. Yes. Is really what it comes down to, I think. And I don't know, you said that you're like currently trying this on somebody. Do you mind if we ask her name?
Her name's Isabella.
Yeah.
Oh,
Isabella.
Yeah, I get it now.
That is so weird. Because Jason, you're not going to believe this.
Oh, wow.
I think everyone will.
But there's an Isabella on the other line right now. that's been listening to this entire conversation,
man.
Burning with desire to talk.
We just burned up.
Wait, what?
Hi.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
This is kind of not cool.
Oh, we blew it.
Yeah. This isn't in his books.
Yeah.
How does he handle it?
Load up your YouTube page and find out what to do next, Jason.
Oh, my God. Jason, it is cool because she's interested in you. She wants to see you.
Yes, your plan is working.
Well, now I'm a little bit weirded out. This seems like a game.
I mean, now
is this
now
a
I
game
stupid,
to you?
But... No, I mean, it's not a game. I like you, and I was trying to get you to like me, too.
And do you think it's... Like, do you think that's a good strategy that you learned from YouTube?
I mean, well, you called a radio station to find out what was going on with me, so it seems like it worked kind of, yeah.
Can't argue with that, Isabella.
Well, Brooke is blushing and is so defeated right now.
She
you
called
see
us.
Her face.
She thought that you were, like, cheating on her or something,
true,
dude.
Yeah,
she thought you had, like, a second family somewhere.
Because she wants him so bad.
Yeah.
We only went on one date. I don't know how I could have been cheating on her, but...
You kind of went on 1.5 dates from what Isabella told us.
Yeah, why'd you leave a half an hour into that second date, Jason?
Yeah,
well, I thought it would be a good way to build anticipation for the next date.
Okay,
you
don't do it.
You didn't
so
even have any plans that night?
Doesn't sound like you guys have a million subscribers like the guy I'm following on YouTube.
Okay.
So
that's true.
I don't really need to take it from you.
Well, you are the one getting girls calling you.
Take it from Isabella. Isabella, are you enjoying him pushing you away?
I don't think your YouTube guy is very smart. I mean, is he in a relationship? Does he have a girlfriend?
He has several.
Oh, wait, okay.
Oh, that's
your
better.
Role model?
Look, you weren't supposed to hear any of this. If you hadn't been on the line, things would be going great. You'd still be eagerly anticipating our next date.
She'd be confused, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that going great.
I mean, look, I just have to wait 2 more days to get your desire to the peak level, and then I was going to make plans with you.
Oh.
Make what peak with you?
I said make plans.
After I was like,
almost 3 weeks.
Okay.
Well, he was almost about to call you, Isabella, so in a way, you jumped the gun.
Ooh, clingy.
Yeah, you're messing this off for both of us.
Isabella, I think this is kind of sweet. Like, he's obviously taking this advice maybe a little too literally.
Yeah.
But he put in a lot of effort to try to get you to like him.
Because he likes you.
Yeah. And I think that's the sweet thing. Like, you just need to be yourself, Jason, not listen to some YouTube dude.
Possibly, but honestly, this is working. The evidence is apparent.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I mean, obviously, it's kind of working on Isabella because she does seem still interested. But how many other women are you doing this to right now? Is Isabella the only one?
No, yes. No, I'm not doing it to anybody.
No, but yes.
Isabella's the only person I'm seeing right now.
Good. Okay. That's always good to hear.
I don't know if seeing you counts if I haven't seen you in like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, well, I guess it's not really.
We have the power to change that for you because
we
will offer to send you guys out on another date and we'll pay for that.
I mean, I always wanted to go on another date. I just had to wait a couple
of
days.
We promise not to leave
during
the date to heighten her desire or whatever your goal is.
I think I can. I just need to watch the next video in the series to figure out.
Okay. You didn't finish the series before you tested it?
What to do on date 3?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this is painful.
But he's saying yes to another date. Isabella, are you still interested? It sounds like he actually likes you. He just doesn't know how to handle it the right way.
Exactly.
I'll give him, at least he's putting some effort in, dude.
Which most dudes don't.
Okay, yeah, it is kind of cute and kind of funny, but if you ditch the YouTube and whoever this guy is, then I'll do another game.
Yay! Totally
okay, well, there you go.
And
Isabella, I just thought of something funny that you could do. You could leave halfway through the date now and have him burning with desire for you.
This is called toxic.
It's called
disciple.
It's called love. The romance ball of love.
No!
And we've got it back in motion, everybody.
All right. Enough balls.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, we can hate on it all we want, but in the end, Jason's strategy to get Isabella actually worked.
Technically,
barely.
It did.
Create separation to build up desire, and she called us, and then we got him another date.
But listen, if she didn't listen to our show, right, and she didn't know we were there to help, they would have never gone out again.
I mean, honestly,
she would have just lost interest and just let it go.
You don't know that.
I'm just assuming, Jeffrey.
Eventually, I'm just saying.
It's a terrible strategy.
Maybe there's something to this strategy.
No, don't do this.
If we go off the air for 2 weeks, what's going to happen, Brooke?
God, I'd get a really great couple nights of sleep.
Yeah,
okay. You know,
that'd be awesome.
Like, I'd feel really good.
But our listeners might want to listen to us even more. We build up the desire to hear us.
Okay, pitch that to management. See how that's
going. Okay, screw 2 weeks. How about 2 months?
Off the air. Two decades.
No show for two centuries. And then we'll come back.
The long, slow play.
That's right.
I like it.
I like it.
We might try it.
Look, we're already getting texts in of people who want us off the air.
It's working.
You're supposed to be telling us to stay.
Yeah.
Anyway, remember, if you want to get a second date update, or if you want us to leave the radio forever, email the show. We call the person who's not calling you back.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.